The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Here we are at part seven of the Hour One Nugget, and we are looking at God's love. I am so thankful and enjoying this particular series so much, because this is my calling. This is what I am destined to do. This is why I am here, beloved, to talk about God's love and to tell you about His love. Not our love for Him, but His love for us. Go with me to John, 1 John, should I say, and the fourth chapter. We've looked at this particular chapter a fair bit, and we're going to continue. And today we're going to look at verse 15 and verse 16. It says this: all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Oh boy, my heart is fluttering as I just say those words. Verse 15 begins with this: all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. Confess it with me now, beloved. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, just confess that. Say these words with me. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Say it again. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know this is overkill, but I want you to do it just one more time. Just say these words. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, if you said those words with me, the Bible is telling us something significant. Whether you feel it, whether you think it, whether you live your life that way, this is what is significant. All, doesn't say some, it begins with the word all in verse 15. All who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. This is the truth for you today. This is your truth. This is your Hour One Nugget. This is the nugget that you are going to carry with you, I believe, for the rest of your life. Why? Because it's the truth. All, that's everyone, who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, have God living in them, and watch this, and they live in God. John goes on to say, we know how much God loves us. Well, not all of us do. Sadly, that is the issue here. Not everyone knows how much God loves them. But if we live in God, we do. We know how much He loves us. He sent His Son to Calvary. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. Now, there's a big word. There is a huge word there. And we have put our trust in God. We have put our trust in His love. The word trust. The word trust is massive. Because, beloved, that's where, for some of us, this all falls down. Maybe you're feeling that today. Maybe this is the crux of the message for you today. Because you don't trust God fully. You look around you, you see your circumstance, you see that there is no money. You have no job. You've had a bad report from the doctor, and the doctor's office has told you that there is no hope for your condition and that you've got 3 months to live, whatever it is. So where's the trust now? The trust has gone because you've been told that. But you've been told that by a doctor. You haven't been told it by Almighty God. That's the first thing. Secondly, if you haven't got a job and you've been trying to get a job and that job hasn't come through, well, it's not the fact that you have been told by different people that you can't work here. No, I'm sorry, we've got no room for you here. That's not God. Now is the time. Now is the time, beloved. For you today, now is the time. Now you know that you live in God and He lives in you. Now is the time, beloved, to listen to His voice. Hearken to that voice. Hear Almighty God say to you, "My darling child, I am with you, and I will be with you always, even unto the very end of the age. I am with you in your circumstance. I'm with you in your sadness. I'm with you in your grief. I'm with you in your joy. I'm with you at all times. And as you search for me, yes, I will be found. As you turn to me and keep your eyes firmly fixed on me, yes, I will be found. And as you pray to me, yes, I will listen." You see, beloved, Almighty God loves you that much. But because we are in circumstances where we are searching for money because we need money to live, because we are in circumstances where we're looking for a job, because we are going to the doctor's office and hearing stuff like that, because, whatever your situation, it doesn't matter. It does not matter what your situation is, because God is here. God is here. And if you have confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, if you have confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, then 1 John tells you very clearly that God lives in you and you live in Him. And it's a matter of trust. It's all a matter of trust. When I was a kid, I used to sing a song, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. I must trust and obey." And that, beloved, is the crux of what we have to do. We have to trust and we have to obey. Now, I know you're going to say that it's really difficult to trust, and I agree with you. It's a very difficult thing, especially if at some time in your life someone has broken your trust. Someone has taken away your trust. It's really difficult. I understand that. But we're talking about Almighty God. We're not talking about humans. We're not talking about human in frailty. We're talking about Almighty God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You need to trust and obey. And from today, beloved, as you have declared that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, as you have confessed that He is the Son of God, then confess this with me now. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, from today, I will trust you in all aspects of my life. And I give you my love right now as I worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the bright morning star. You are the Alpha and Omega. And I worship you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, just spend your life now just trusting and obeying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.